So let's review what we know. We had a suffik of Rav Yirmiyah, and the suffik of Rav Yirmiyah can be broken down into two parts. The first part is different strange arrangements of the stains that she found, and we'll soon see whether it's on Bigda or it's on Sara. And then the last case was Tipin, that she finds smaller stains. And the Gemara tries to bring a proof from the Braisa. The Braisa says, Al Besara, if she finds Daman Har body, then Safik Tame, Safik Tar Tame. And the Gemara thinks that means our case here, or all these cases of Rabbi Yirmiyah. The Gemara rejects that. My Lav Ki Agav, the Gemara says, no, Dilma Ovid Kiritzua, it's a very unusual case. La Halacha, we saw that the Rush in Siman Beis quotes two different schools of thought, but it seems that most of the Rishonim want to paskin L'chumra in this case, and Tosus points out that this case is Al Besara. Tosus, as we saw it the other day, at Sakasha, because the Braisa at the end of the Perek says Tipin Ein Mitztarfin, which means that if each tipa is a tipa katan, it's less than a kagris, we don't integrate the various tipos to form a shear. Why does Rav Yirmiyah then have a suffix when the Bryce is outspoken about it? And Tosa says that Bryce is referring to a stain that she finds al beged. And in such a case, we're more makil, and therefore ein mitztarfin. There's no single tipa that has a shear of kagris. And therefore she's Tahora. But Hacha here, in Rabbi Yirmiyah's frame of reference, we're talking about a case where she finds a stain al Besara. And in general, when it comes to Besara, we have to be more careful because the possibility of Tliya B'Makolas is very unreasonable, so to speak. Statistically, is very improbable. And therefore, Rabbi Yirmiyah is inclined to think that maybe in the case of Tipin al Besara, we are Mitztar. So that's the sheet of Tosus in this sugya. And we'll soon see that there are other Rishonim that agree with Tosus. And the Rashba has a different sheet. According to Tosus, the discussion here of Rav Yirmiyah al-Besara is whether or not we can mitzaref the small tipin to set up a shear. One thing is a premise that's absolutely unquestionable according to Tosfos, and that is to the same extent that you need a shear with regard to a kesem on a beged, you need a shear with regard to a kesem al gufa. The only difference being, in the case of al gufa, we can construct a shear by integrating these various smaller tipin, which we don't do in the case of a beged. Is there anyone, that's what we investigated the other day, any Rishon who would disagree with the very fundamental premise of Tosfos that you need a shear of kagris with regard to Besara? And in fact, that is the Shita Saram. And the Raivid jumps on the Rambam, because the Rambam says that with regard to a Kesem al Besara, is Ein Lo Shir, Tipas Dam Kechard. If that be the case, the Raivid says, I don't understand. Hare Sha'al Rabbi Yirmiyah al Kesem Shebe Besara. Clearly, Rabbi Yirmiyah was addressing the case of Kesem from Besara, and that's why the Braisa that the Gemara wanted to quote to be Machria in that suffix was a Braisa that says explicitly Al Besara. And Tipin Mao, meaning are we going to mitzaref one Tipin with another? Obviously, we need a Shear. If we don't need a Shear the way the Rambam has it, what was the whole suffix of Rabbi Yirmiyah? So it comes out that the Raivid belongs to the school of thought of Tosfos, and the Rambam doesn't belong to that school of thought. And we have to figure out where he does belong. But clearly, both Tosus and the Raivid are operating with the premise that you need a shear of kagris, even in the case of a kesem al besara. And lemaskana, we might come up to the following conclusion, that with regard to bigda, we will not be mitzaref tipin, but with regard to besara, we will be mitzaref tipin to set up a shear of kagris. And Tosus gives us the rationale why we'll be more machmir in the case of Besara, to integrate. But for sure we need a shear, even in the case of Besara. That was never a question. That was never an issue in Rabbi Yuri's mind. Rabbi Yuri wanted to know, is there a difference in the case of Besara in which we would be Mitzarif Tipin together? The Rambam doesn't require a shear at all with regard to Besara. So what's he going to do with the Suffolk of Rabbi Yuri? So here we had a long discussion yesterday about the Shitas HaRashba. The Rashba says the following, that for sure there's a din of Ein Mitztarfin, and that applies both in the case of Bigda and in the case of Besara. Meaning, even if she finds small Tipin al-Besara, we're definitely not going to be Mitzarif them. Rav Yirmi never had a doubt about that. Rav Yirmi wanted to know what happens in a case where you have many Tipin, one of which, at least, has the shear. It's a Tipa Gdola, has the shear of Kegris V'od. But nevertheless, Rav Yirmi thinks there's room to be Mitairha. And why is that? Because of the shinui. Just like we had in the previous cases of Rabbi Yirmiya with regard to Kishura and Ka'agul and all those different cases where the arrangement indicated that it's not coming Migufa, so too in the case where we have the arrangement of different Tipin, we have reason to believe that it's not coming Migufa. And that's Dafka Kula in the case of Kesem al-Bisara, because she's not moving around so much. You know, when it's coming out of the Makar, the dam falls in one specific place. Why is it splashed and spread around in many different locations? However, in the case of Bigda, there we're going to be more machmir, as long as we have, again, one tipa that has kishir. The fact that we add other additional tipos is not going to, it's not going to mitigate the din of kesem tomei. And that's because the beged shifts around in different places, and therefore it's not a pella, it doesn't cause any wonderment in our eyes, and the fact that she finds these tipins spread out. But in the case of Besara, even though she certainly has a kesem that would be metamia, i.e. there's one tipa at least that has the shear of kegris and gedola, but nevertheless the admixture or the multiplicity of tipin here is gorea. And it might lead us to the conclusion that this whole phenomenon that she's seeing, this whole group of small stains, that collage, that collection, that constellation, you know, if you imagine up there in the Shamayim constellations, that indicates that it's Eino Rogil, it's a Shinui, this is Dam that's coming from a different place. And that was the tzad to be Mitayr. In the light of the Rashba, we now can come back to the Rambam and plug this into the Rambam. That when the Rambam says that a kesem al-Besara is mitame even if it's a tipa ktana. So what therefore, asks the Ravid, was the suffix of Rabbi Yirmi? The answer is, if you have a collection of tipin, even though each tipa is ktana, that doesn't bother me. There's no shear al-Besara, no minimum shear. But nevertheless, perhaps there's a shinui, and that would lead us to the conclusion that it's not kami migufa. And that was the suffix of Rabbi Yirmi. So if we line it up, it comes out like this. We have Tosus and the Ravid on one side of the equation. We have the Rambam and the Rashba on the other side of the equation. However, there's a machlokus between the Rambam and the Rashba. Don't get me wrong. Okay, we'll get to that in just a second. But fundamentally, in terms of how to understand the suffix of Rabbi Yirmi in the case of Tipin Tipin, we have two schools of thought. According to Tosus and the Ravid, what we're dealing with is the issue of setting up a shear. And since the tipin are all ktanim, we don't have one single tipa that has a kashir, can we integrate them all to get a shear? In the case of Begada, the answer is no. It's tar. There's no din of tsiruf, and that's the price at the end of the Paragon Daf Nun Tes. Rabbi Yirmiya's suffix was al-gufa. In the case of al-gufa, do we now have a chumra of al-gufa? Because there's very little reasonable doubt about a makoles to be mitzarif, all these tipin together form one integrated whole, and we now have a shear. So the whole discussion, whether it's Tosfos or the Ravid, revolves around the issue of tziruf l'shear kegris in the case of tipin ktanos al besara. We have that? Okay, that was a mouthful.
Does the Rambam deal at all with the arrangement?
Yeah, the Rambam is later on in Halacha. This Rambam that we're doing is an Halacha Vav, and I believe it's Halacha, which Halacha is the Rambam? Yeah, Halacha Tes, the Rambam has the discussion about Tipin Tipin. It's very interesting. The Rambam integrates in one halacha, in one entity, the cases of Aruch Kiritsua, O Agul, O Shaya Tipin Tipin. All these cases really boil down to the same issue, that the way that these stains are organized leads us to the possible conclusion that maybe this is not Dam Migufa. And that's what the Rambam says, that we paskin l'chumra here, and we're going to say that if it's on the right location on her body, which is a whole other sugya, when we talk about Bisara, by the way, we haven't even discussed the issue of where our Bisara is, but let's say it's in the right place, it's Keneged Beis HaTorfa, somewhere towards the bottom of her body, in such a case the Rambam sees Tmeya, the Ein Omrim, and we don't say like one side in Rav Yirmiyah Safek, that ilu notaf min haguf, meaning if it came from the makar, lo haya kazeh, it wouldn't have the appearance the way it is, but rather we're going to be machmir, even though it's a suffix. So here's where we have the suffix of Rav Yirmiyah, whether or not we should assume this down because of its arrangement, the stains, it didn't come migufa, and the answer is, we're going to be machmir on this suffix. Now, the Rashba also sees Tipin Tipin not as an issue of Kishir, because as far as Kishir is concerned, we must have at least one Tipa, even Al-Basara, that has a Shir. In that sense, the Rashba belongs to the school of thought of Tosus and the Raifid. We definitely need a Shir. The Suffolk of Yirmiyah was about the arrangement, but under the premise that we do have one single Tipa that has Kishir. According to the Rambam, on the other hand, the Suffolk of Yirmiyah would apply even if all the Tipin were Tipin Ketanos. There is no requirement of a minimum Shir Al-Basara. But Rav Yirmiyah thinks that maybe we could be Matar this Kesem, even Al-Basara, because of the very unusual arrangement, which might indicate that it's not coming to Gufa. So we have an internal machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashba as to whether or not you require a minimum Shir of Kigris in a case of a Kesem al-Bisar. And this, I believe, is what we saw on Yom Sheni, if I'm correct, in the Magid Mishnah. That the Magid Mishnah wants to say that Nira B'das Rabbeinu, that the Rambam is holding that the issue is not about Kishir and about Tziruf. There's no requirement of Tziruf to set up a Kishir with regard to Bisara, and even a Mashahu is enough to be Metame B'tars Kesem. But on the other hand, Rav Yirmiyah was not interested in Tziruf, but he was interested in Tzura Hamochachas Aleim, the Lashon of the Magid Mishnah, She'enam Migufa. D'i havi migufa, lo havi lei l'mishkechinu kehai gav. No, dilma lo shna. V'chein pirshu mina mefarshim bayazu. He doesn't tell you who the mefarshim are, but we believe that he's referring to the Rashi. So that's where we're holding in the sugya as of starting today. And now what we'd like to do is analyze this sugya lahalacha lemaisa. So what we're going to start with is the Shulchan Aruch, and then, believe it or not, we go back to the tour. Let's just reiterate again, since we were reviewing what we did on Yom Sheni, we had the Rosh. Now when I say the Rosh, what I mean is the interpretation of the Rosh of the Divrei Chamudos. What he points out is a discrepancy in the language between Tosus and the Rosh. Tosus clearly requires a kashir, even al gufa, and a tipa ketana is not mitamihar in a kesem al gufa. And Tosus therefore wants to know, should we be more machmir and set up a tziruf in tipin ketanos al gufa? And maybe al gufa we should be machmir and be mitami in that case by applying the rule of mitzareif, which we wouldn't have applied in the case of bigda. However, if you read the Rosh carefully, the Rosh says explicitly that there's no tliya in a makoles in the case of gufa. Not the way Tosus says that it's yoser nire, that it's more indicative of the fact that it probably came in gufa if she finds the dam al gufa. But Tosis does admit that there is a possibility of Tliya B'makolis. The Rush seems to say, and it's almost black and white, and I don't have it here with me, but I think we photocopied it for last time, and I'll read it to you again if you insist. I don't mind. I have it right here on the table. That not that it's more Yoser, but that there is no possibility of assuming it's from a makolas in the case of Chal Gufa. That somehow there's a chazaka that makolases don't squish and form stains of dam on her guf. Says the Direi Chamudos, who would seem from the Rush that he subscribes to the Shitas HaRambam, which means that in the case of Al-Bsara, even a tipa ketana without a shear is a kesem that's metami her. Then the Rush goes on to say that the suffix is, in terms of the arrangement, like the Rajba. So basically, in terms of the interpretation of the suffix of Rav Yirmiya, the Rush is identical with the Rajba. In terms of Halacha L'maisa, in the internal machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba, meaning, is there a requirement of a minimum shear of kigris with regard to a stain al basara? Here, according to Divrei Chamudos' reading of the Rush belongs to the camp of the Rambam. So Rav Yirmiya's suffix only applies when, I'm sorry, Rav Yirmiya's suffix will apply even when there is no single tipa that has the shear of kigris. It's all tipa and ketanas. Nevertheless, she would be normally considered tmeya based on the law of ksamim, and there's no tliya in makolas, even though it's less than a kigris. But the answer is that we might want to be metayra according to the svar of Rabbi Yirmiya, because it's muchachas she'ein zu migufa, the way we saw it in the Magid Mishnah. So now it comes out that it's not just the Rambam who's of the opinion that a Kesem al Basara is Tomei without a shear of kigris, even a tipa ketana. It's also the Rosh Hashita. The problem that we raised is that the Tur, and the Beis Yosef explains the Tur, is of the opinion that the Chiddush of Basara that comes out of Asugya here on Daf Nun Zayin is that there's a din of Tziruf, which means that the Torah is assuming we must have a minimum shear of kigris v'od, even al-Basara, just that if she has a number of different tipos, perhaps we can integrate them all into one. And in that sense, the Torah belongs to the school of thought of Tosus and the Rajba, but it comes out that it's against the Rush. Because again, the way the Divrei Chamudos understood the Rush holds that any kesem, even to ketipas kam dam kechad al basara, is an ipso facto automatically a kesem tamei. The Rush is saying the same thing, because the Rush holds like the Rambam. Did I mention the Rambam? I meant to say the Rambam, because there's no tliya makolos whatsoever al basara. Correct? Elo, what is an issue of maybe the arrangement and so forth and so on, and there we're going to be metamei. So in that sense, the Rush really belongs to the school of thought of the Rama, which is a tremendous chumrah as far as a kesem kolshu hu al basara. The Torah, on the other hand, says that the issue of kesem al basara in tipin is tziruf. We're going to be more machmir in the case of al basara, and we're going to be mitzarif the various tipin ketanos. But clearly, the Torah is of the opinion that we have a din of tliya b'makolas even with a kesem al basara against the Rush. And this is very, how should I say, uncomfortable. Because we never find that the Tur disagrees with the Rush. And if he does disagree with the Rush, Chach at the very least, he would quote the Rush. He would say, Aval Adoni Avi HaRush Zal, you know, Sovar, Luchumra, and so forth and so on. Here, he doesn't mention the Rush at all. How could that be possible? The Rush is right there on the page. And what we're going to have to say is that when the Rush says that there's no tliya b'makolas al gufa, what he meant to say was that if you have many tipin and you integrate them, each one in and of itself would be subject to tliya b'makolas because it's less than a shear. But when the Rush said that there's no tliya b'makolas in the case of bisara, what he meant was that we paskin that there is tziruf of Tipin Tipin Al Bisar, meaning Rabbi Yiriyah L'Chumra. The Kula in the price at the end of the Perek is referring specifically and only to Al B'Gada, and there is no Din of Tziruf. There is a Din of Tziruf with regard to Al Bisar, which means that it's impossible to assume more than one kina. In other words, to say that, you know, it's a bit of a stretch to say that she had a kina bichlal al basar. That we'll say though. Even the Rosh will agree, according to the Torah's interpretation, that there is tliya in a makolas al basar. But to say that she had more than one kina, or that the kina splashed around, you know, and there are many tipin and it's all coming from one kina, that already is too far fetched. That's going to be the maskana, like that side in Rabbi Yiriyah Safek Lechumra, and we're going to be the tamio with the din of tziruf in many tipin. But certainly the Rosh would agree that the minimum shear to be metamio bekesim al basara is a kigris viob. In that sense, the Torah didn't feel compelled to quote his father the Rosh, because the Rosh really belongs to the general school that we spoke about earlier of the Rashba and other Rishonim, who say that there's a din of tziruf with regard to tipin tipin al basara. But certainly if there was only one tipa and it was less than a kegris, she is tahor. That's what we said until now. Now we want to look in the Shulchan Aruch. How does he paskin? So of course we're in Siman Kuf Tzadi, which is the Siman of Ksamim, and the Torah writes the following, and the Shulchan Aruch writes the following. This is Sif Vav. Hada be'inon shi'ura bein bekesem animtza al chaluka bein bekesem animtza al besara. In other words, the minimum shear of kigris viod is a requirement not only in a kesem al bigda, but also as well in the kesem al besara. At this point, the Shulchan Aruch is really quoting a number of Rishonim that we saw against the Rambam, and that would be, for example, the Rashba and others who would agree with the Rashba. But then he writes, "V'yesh omrim shelo amru," that this requirement of a shiur ela bekesem animtzal chaluka only applies to al chaluka, aval kesem animtzal besara. He says ein lo shiur. So at this point, the Shulchan Aruch is quoting the shitas haramam lechumra, that there's no shiur in a kesem al Bisara, and it might also be the Shitas HaRosh, if you assume like the Divrei Chamudos, that there's no Tliya in a Makolas, the whole concept of Kigris doesn't apply in the case of Al Bisara. Now if you look here in the Bir HaGra, he writes, V'yesh Omrim, he says, Taima Mishum Madiksiv Mashakosa bin nun chesamid aleph tipin tipin, mefarish de betipin ktanim. That the tipin were tipin ktanim, and nevertheless, she would be tmea al gufa. Now he seems to be assuming the gon that we're talking about a suffix in the tsura. In other words, as far as the shear is concerned, there certainly is no din of tziruf, even in the case of besara, and that's based on the price at the end of the perek. We're not going to accept the distinction that the ain's mitzarfit at the end of the perek only applies to chaluka. We're going to apply it equally well to besara. And then the whole suffix in the case of tipin tipin is whether or not there's a new halacha of hochacha that it didn't come from gufa to be mitair, a kesem that would be tame. And he quotes Mefarsha Rambam, Habaya im tzurasa mochachas she'eno min haguf. But habalav hachi, if you didn't have to have this hochacha, even though the tipin are tipin katanos, tmea. And therefore, the yesh omrim reflects the shitas haramba. Now, what we want to discuss, but I'm not yet ready for it right now, I need another few minutes, is the tshuva of Rav Avad Yosef. Rav Avad Yosef goes back and forth here because we have a universal rule that when the Mechaber brings one sheet of Bistama and then he brings a sheet to the Yesh Omrim, he wants us to paskin like the Yesh Omrim. And that's a gewaldige chumra here, because it means that, as we said before, al basara, there's no minimum shear. As soon as she finds dam al basara, she's tmeya. And we'll see that Rav Adi Yosef is not happy with that, because the bulk of Rishonim assume that there is a shear. That's Tosas Shita, that's the Ravid Shita, there's a shear even al basara. Even the Rashba agrees that there's a shear al basara, but the suffix of Rabbi Yirmiyah is because she had one tipa chach that had a. So basically, the Eish HaOmrim is one sheet in the Rishonim, the Rambam, Lechumra, against all the other Rishonim. Why would the Mechaber present it in such a way that leads to us to believe, to conclude that we paskin Lechumra like the Rambam? So that we'll come back to that in just a minute. But now I want to see Siv Zayin. Okay. So Siv Zayin is a case where she actually killed a bug, so she definitely had contact with Dam. And then we get to Sif Ches. Sif Ches is going to be the Sif that's dedicated to Tipin Tipin. Im ein bekesem b'mokom echad kigris v'od. Now keep in mind, the Mechaber is talking about Ksamim. He doesn't specify where this Kesem was found. Pashtus, which is called, if you remember this phrase that we use over and over again, Stimas Lashono, that he's referring to any kind of Kesem, even a Kesem al-Basara. And he says, Ein b'kesem b'makom echad kigris v'od. This would seem to indicate that there is a requirement of a shear, a minimum shear, even with regard to Kesem al-Basara. And that's going to support the conclusion of Rav Adi Yosef that here we don't apply the principle of Yesha Omer back in Sifra. Says the Mechaber, Afal pishi yesham tipim harbe smuchim zelaze, ad sheim nitzarfam yesh bahem yosef mikigris tahora. Sha'anu tolim kol tipa v'tipa bekina, ad sheyeheh bo in one particular tipa kigris v'yod b'makom echad. And this opinion seems to be makil and apply the principle of ein mitzarfin even to a case of a kesem al besara. And that would at this point seem to reflect the sheet of the Rashba, that yes, we need a shear, and B, the issue in Rabbi Yirmiyah's frame of reference was whether or not, in a case where we do have a shear, whether or not we could be makil because of the tzura and the arrangement. But here the Mechaber is addressing the case where there's no single tipa that has a kashir, and therefore it would be tahora. But then he says, V'yesh omrim dahani mili kishenimtzu al chaluka, aval im nimtzu al besara, mitztarfin l'kigris v'od. At this point, the Mechaber seems to reflect the sheet of Tosus and the Ravid, namely, that although we do need a shear, even in a case of a kesem al basara, but we have halach of mitzarfin, that even though the tipos are all ktanos, less than a kashir, we can join them and integrate them together to form a kashir, and that's the special chumrah of a kesem al basara. Once again, we could ask the question, how is the Mechaber paskening here? He quotes mistama, that we could be makil and apply the principle of ein mitztarfin even to a kesem al basara, but then he quotes the Eish Omrim. Now the rule of thumb is that with regard to the Eish Omrim, we paskin like the Eish Omrim. But here, there's a lot more room to understand why we would paskin like the Eish Omrim. Meaning, back in Se'if Vav, we're very uncomfortable with the Eish Omrim because it's only the Shita Saravim against all the other Rishonim. Why be machmir for a Kol Shehu on Besara? But here in this case of Mitztarfin, that's a whole different story. If we apply the rule of Mitztarfin, then we do have a Shir. And that's a requirement. So that even those who disagree with the Rambam, let's say, for example, Tosus and the Ravid, who require a minimum shear of Kigris V'od al-Basara, they nevertheless might be machmir in these cases, in this case of Tipin Ktanos, because we commit Sarif them together. And Tosus gives a whole explanation as to why the halacha changes from Chalukah to Basara. Chalukah, there is reason to be makil because of the tliya b'makoles. In the case of gufa, we don't really have the reasoning of tliya b'makoles. Therefore, we're more inclined to be machmir, and therefore we could apply tliya rather than say that there were many multiple makoleses. We're going to assume that it came mi gufa. This is dam mi gufa. We do have a shir of kigris based on the halacha of tziruf of integration, and on that school. You know, for that school of thought, we could have Tosfos, we could have the Ravid, and perhaps even, no, not the Rashba, but at least we have those Shitos. Okay. So let me mention to you what Rav Avadia Yosef writes in his book called Taras HaBayis. Meaning, in addition to all his tshuvas, he dedicated an entire volume to the laws of Nida, which is called Taras HaBayis. And there he writes that with regard to the halacha of mitztarfin, which is codified here by the Mechaber in Siv Ches L'chumra and Besora in the name of the Yesh Omrim, he says, Yesh lahachbir bazer, and that's based on the general klal that we apply to the Mechaber, that we paskin like the Yesh Om. Oh, but now we go back to Sif Vav, and that's a case where she only has one stain that she found on her body, one single stain, and it's less than a shear. He says, Kan lo amrinon stam viachkach Yesh Omrim. We shouldn't paskin necessarily like the Yesh Omrim. Oh. So let's see if we can put this all together. Now, what would you say in the case of Stam V'achakach Yesh Omrim? I was assuming that the fact that the Mechaber put the Yesh Omrim second, that gives more credence, or shall we say, reliability, because it's coming up last. But on the other hand, flip it around. Think of it in these terms. The fact that the Mechaber writes the original sheet at the ratio as stoma, he seems to indicate that that is the general school, the general thinking of the school of Rishonim. The Yesh Omrim is the minority rule, the dissenting rule, and therefore we should paskin like the klal and the stoma and not like the Yesh Omrim. So how do we weave through this whole maze? When do we know that the Mechaber wants us to paskin like the klal? In what case should we paskin like the Yesh Omrim? That's what Rav Avadia Yosef wants to work out over here. And perhaps there might be a difference between Siv Vav and Siv Ches. He says the following. In Sif Ches, we should be machmir. And we should apply the rule of mitztarf in the case of Kesem al-Besor. Aye, what about the fact that in the Resha, the Mistoma, he writes that even in the case of al-Besora, we should assume that ein mitzarfin. So Rav Avadia Yosef comes up with a chach. He says it depends how you view the Yesh Omrim. How do you interpret Yesh Omrim? What do those two words mean, Yesh Omrim? One way of interpreting it is this is a dissenting view. It's the das of the Yechidim. In that case, we should paskin like the stoma, because that represents the majority. But there's another kind of Yesh Omrim in the Mechaber. And I only mention this to you because if you're studying Halacha, then you need this klal. He says the following. Sometimes the Yesh Omrim means that the original rule that was formulated in the Resha has to be understood in the following way. It's not the dissenting view, it might even be the majority view, but it's a qualification of the stoma, because the stoma doesn't really have an explicit mention. In other words, there's definitely a rule called Ein Mitztarf, which is codified by the Mechaber in the Resha of Siv Ches. And it appears in the Braisa on Daf Nun Tes at the end of this perek. But now we want to know if that law of mitztarfin should be taken absolutely, and should be applied in all cases, even in the case of Dam al Basar. That's where the Yesh Omrim come in. The Yesh Omrim, and I'll tell you what bothers me about Rav Avadya Yosef, is coming to tell you that when do we say Ein Mitzarif in the super principle that was codified in the Reisha, that's only Hani Milik Shinim Tzal Chaluk Av Al Basara, we do apply the principle of Tziruf. My only problem with Rav Avadya Yosef is, I think the Mechaber could have been a little bit clearer had he said, Bamed Var Mamur.
Yeah.
So I think what Rav Avadya Yosef is saying is that the reason why it's formulated as Yesh Omrim in the Mechaber is because not everybody would agree to this. There are those who would take the klal of Ein Mitztarfin and apply it universally, even in the case of Dam al Basara, and that's the Rashba Shita. So the Yesh Omrim is coming to argue with the Rashba and say, no, the principle that's formulated by the Braisa at the end of the Perek of Ein Mitztarfin only applies to Dam al Chaluka. And this is the Shita Satosis against the Rashba, but Dam al Basara is Mitztarfin. Says Rav Avadya, in this case, we're going to pass it like the Yesh Omrim, because the Yesh Omrim are coming to limit the Kula that was formulated in the Reisha. It only applies to Kesem al Bigdo, but not to Kesem al Bisara. However, if we go back now to Sivav, there the Yesh Omrim means something totally different. The Yesh Omrim, there's a reference to the Shitas HaRambam that there is no Shira of Pachos of Kigris, no requirement of Kigris in regard to Bisara. That's a Das Yochid. And here, we're going to apply the rule that we pass like the Stoma, like the Reisha of the Shulchan Aruch, because there what we're saying is that there's no single dam, tipas dam, that is kishir. He says, came under besif zeh, meaning here in sif ches, lo posak hamachaber lehedja shal besora ein o mitztarif rak posak she'ein k'somim mitztarfin al zeh hevi ayesh omrim sha'anafkemina b'chaluk sha'ani mili b'chaluka avol b'besorim mitztarfin and u'b'chai gavna. He says we can paskin and we should paskin like the yesh omrim. Okay then, so that's as far as that is concerned. Now getting back to all the shitas that we've learned until now, we can divide them up into three groups. Okay? Number one, we have the Rashba. The Rashba is mekil that even al Basara, we must have a shear, and there's no din of tziruf. So the Rashba is mekil in two different ways. Number one, he rejects the Rambam and requires a minimum shear, even al Basara. Number two, he rejects the sheet of Tosfos that in the case of Al-Basara, we apply the principle of Tziruf. So he requires a shear and Ein Mitztarfin. Notice the Rashba sheet is that there's a universal absolute rule of Ein Mitztarfin. The Braisa doesn't make any distinctions if, ands, and whens. So therefore, even in the case of Al-Basara, Ein Mitztarfin. That's the Rashba sheet of Lekula. Number two, we have the sheet of the Raivit. Now, what I'm going to try to prove to you is that it's not just the Ravid, it's also the Ran. And he holds that we do need a shear in the case of Kesem al Bisara. However, there is a din of Ksamim Mitztarfim in Kesem al Bisara. So we have the Ravid, Tosfos, and the Ran. I have the Ran here, Bli Neder. I hope we'll get to the Ran. Then we have the third Shita, which is that of Tosfos. Tosfos says we don't even need a shear at all with regard to Al-Bagadah, because there's no Tli of Makolis. The Rush, according to the Divrei Chamudos that we saw on Yom Sheni, also holds that there's no possibility of Tliya on a Makolis in the case of Dam al-Basara, and therefore even a Tipas Dam Kechardol would be Metamehar. So that becomes a joint effort here of both the Rambam and the Rush. Again, we interpreted that the Tur had a different shot in the Rush, but those are the basic three shitas. So let's just summarize, where do we find these shitas in Shulchan Aruch? It comes out like this. If we take Sif Vav in the Reisha, before the Yesha Omrim, and we combine it with the Reisha of Sif Ches, then it comes out the Rashba Shita. Number one, in Sif Vav, the Mechaber already has formulated the requirement of Kishir and Kigris, both in Al Bisara, both in Al Gufa, Al Chalaka, and Al Bisara. Number two, in Sif Ches, he has the principle of Ein Mitzarfin, unqualified, applying even to Al Bisara. So that's the Rashba Shita. Number two, he has the Ravid Shita. The Ravid Shita is codified in Sif Ches in the Sefer in the name of Yesh Omrim, that with regard to Al Basar, we need a Shir, but we have a Shir based on the law of Tziruf. That even though Tziruf and Mitzarfa doesn't apply to Al Chalukah, but it does apply to Al Basar. Then we have the third Shita, the Shita of the Rambam, that in the case of Al Basar, there's no requirement of a Shir, and that's codified by the Mechaber in Sif Vav, in the name of the Yesh, in the Yesh Om. So we have three Shitas, and they're all codified here in the Machab. Okay. Now, my goal for the rest of this year is the following. Let's see if we can succeed in doing this. Number one, I want to go through the Magid Mishnah with you. Number two, I want to go through the Shach with you. Number three, the Torah Shlomer of Yaakov Reicher. Number four, I have the Chidush Aran, which we've already mentioned, but I want to see it inside. So let's begin with the Magid Mishnah. I'm going to have to move things around here on the table a little bit. See if we can do that. Ah. So the Magid Mishnah understands that the Rambam Shita is that the Braisa here on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, which discusses a case of Dam al Bisara and it's a Safek, and on Daf Nun Ches Omid Aleph, in such a case, Safek Tame, Safek Tar is Tame. Al Chaluka, that's already the price at the end of the Perek, on Daf Nun Tes, is Tar. Okay, it means that any Safek as to whether or not the Dam came Migufa or Mimakom Acher, if it's Al Bisara she finds it, then she's Tmeh. If it's on Bigda, then she's Tahora. And therefore, if you have a case of Makoles, and you have a Safek, then in the case of Al Chaluka, we could say Safek Tahor. Whereas in the case of Al Bisara, we're not interested in Makoles, and she is Tmeh. Fine. Now, how do we paskin Ladino? Do we assume this automatic principle that if she finds Dam al Bisara and it's a Safek, whether it came mi Bisara, mi Gufa, or mi Makom Acher, we always say Tameh? So the answer would seem to be no, that we apply the principle of the Ravid. And the Ravid is in, you know, is in tandem with most Rishonim. Namely, that we require a Shir of Kegris even in a Kesem al Bisara, because we're always raising the possibility that there was a Dam min ha-makoles. And that applies even with the Kesem al-Bisara. And that's Rov Rishonim against the Rambam. The only issue is that we might want to be machmir in one specific context, al-Bisara, and that is with regard to Mitzarfin in Tipin Tipin when the Tipos are Ketanos. But if not for the Tziruf, the Tipin Ketanos in Kesem al-Bisara would be Tar. And that seems to be the halacha, the way we paskin. Okay? Ad kana kofa aleph. But now we look at the Shach. So John, I would ask you to do me a favor, if you can keep this sefer somewhere handy, in case we have to go back to the Magid Mishnah again. Okay. Where is the Shach? The Shach, to our surprise, is back here in Sif Vav. Again, I have the Friedman edition of the Shulchan Aruch, and here it's on page Kuf Dalet. Says the Shach, with regard to this Yesh Omer, the Shitas Arama, that in any case of Safek al Besar, we're going to be Metamihar, he writes, Vabach Besof Sif Yud Beis, Posak, Ki Ayesh Omerim Dilakamon Besif Ches. And the Yesh Omer Lakamon Amachmer only with regard to Tziruf, like the Ravid, like Tosus and the Ran, but not with regard to the basic Halacha V'Tipa Ketana. Says the Shach, Ulefi ani yisdaiti ein lahakil klal. This is a gevaldige chumra. The Shach wants to accept and embrace the Yesh Omrim here in Sifvav, hook, line, and sinker. That means not only are going to be machmir in the issue of tziruf, of tipin ktano sal besorah, but we're going to be machmir in the basic issue of a tipa ktano, one single tipa that's less than a shear al besorah. And that too makes atomic. Why? The b'shastaf nun chesam et aleph gabi lo dilma avid kiritzua mashma ke arambam. Diem lokein tiksha my iria hasam al besoro sofek tome v'al chaluko sofek tar ha'al chaluko nami kesem aruch mitztarev kiri isa bebraisa bedaf nun tes. So we have something called a ritsua or an aruch situation, and it would seem that in such a case, certainly we should assume it's dam mi besar and she's tmeya. So he says that this Gemara would seem to indicate that we passing like the Rambam, that this din of ritsua, the chiddush that it's tame, is dafka in a kesem al chaluka, but if it had been on besar, forget about the ritsua, one tipa is itself, no matter how small it is, enough to be metamea. So the Shach, basically, if I had to summarize, has a proof from the sugya on daf nun ches, like the shitas harambam, and therefore when the mechaber quotes the shitas harambam in the yesh omrim, we're going to paskin like the yesh omrim. Again, it's a little bit odd because, as a general rule, as we saw in Rav Vad Yosef, we paskin like the klal, like the stomach without the yesh omrim, which is the reshia lakua. And that's because that's the sheet of almost all the Rishon, with the exception of the Rambam, possibly the Rosh. And that's the way the Shach concludes. Now, on this Shach, we have a presentation of the Torah's Hashlomim, which is Rav Yaakov Reischer. And here it's on page Kuf Hei, it's Siftes. He says, meaning the Mechaber, Deyazu, that we require a shear even in Kesem al Basara, Bistam. He doesn't qualify it that it's one particular opinion. Mashma Shekein Ikol Aloch, and that's how we should be paskening. So that whereas the Shach is going to turn the rules upside down and inside out and say, no, here we have to pass like the Yesh Omrim because the Rambam is a riot to the Rambam, blah, 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 says the Torah Shlomim, I'm not impressed by that. We always pass like the Stom, and that's what we're going to do here. V'chein mevur b'dvar b'sivches. Because after all, in Sivches, the Chiddush of the Yesh Omrim was that we should be machmir in Besara with Tzir. But apparently, if we only had one tipa katana, it would be Tmeah. So the Bach, which was quoted by the Shach in order to attack the Bach, now becomes Kodesh Kadoshim. He becomes the pillar upon which the Torah Shlomim is gonna rest. The Af Bekesem al Sora Sarech Shir El De Tipin Kibir Samuch Besif Lamed Ches. That's really a different story, because then we have a halacha of mitztarfin, and we do set up a shear, but we need a shear. V'hudas haramban, v'arashba, v'arayvin, v'atur, v'atosvis. Wow, this is a who's who's list. And we've seen all these rishonim. They all agree that the chumra of besara is the din of mitztarfin. Apparently we need a tipa gedola, or mitztarfin, but we need a shear. And that's the sheet of Tosfos, who explains that the chiddush of Rabbi Yirmiyahu Lechumra in Ksamim al Besara is that we apply we suspend the principle of Ein Mitztarfin, and instead we replace it with the principle of Mitztarfin, and that was the sheet of the Raivan, as we saw in Perek Tes. The Rashba also applies this rule, because the Rashba says that the reason why Rabbi Yirmiyahu thought that maybe we could retire, despite the fact that one of the various tipos was a tipa gedola, is because of this ain't a ragil business, but the Rashba also requires a tifa gedola. So it's not just the Ravid, it's also Tosis, it's also the Rashba, and we'll soon see it's also the Ran. And therefore he says, Vashach, Kosa Velufi Anirus Taiti Ein Lahakil Klal. And he quotes the Gemara on Daf Nun Ches, Dilma Ovid Kiritsua, Dimashba Kishitas Aramba, Dilokain Tiksha, Mai Iria Hassam Al Bisaro Safik Tamar, the Al Haluka Safik Tar, Al Haluka Nami Kesem Orach Mitztarif. Right, the only din of Ein Mitztarifin is in Tipin Ktanos, but if it was Aruch, then we are Mitztarif then to Shir. So why are you telling me that it's Sveiko Tome because it was Al Basara? In this case, we'd say Sveiko Tome even Al Gufa. And the answer must be the Shitas Arama, that the reason why we focus on Al Chaluka as opposed to Al Basara is because there's a fundamental difference as to whether or not we require minimum Shir. The Ein Dvar Brurim Umuchrachim Klal. You know, if he had just said Ein Dvar Muchrachim, okay, maybe you can push aside this riot. But he says Ein Dvar Brurim. It sounds like he's saying, I don't even understand what the man is talking about. And he writes, Hine Mashakosav, Shemashmos Hashaska Rambam, that the Gemara seems to assume like the Rambam, the Lokein Tiksha Mai Iria Hasam Al Bisaro, is Al Chaluka Nami. He says, I know lo yadati my kushya. I mamish don't know, he says. I mean, he's being naive here, but he doesn't know what the what the shach's problem is and what his raya is. Vayikar b'risa zu koi bi'ovra b'shuk shel tabachim. The b'risa is talking about a case where she passed through a shuk shel tabachim, and therefore we should be told the dam on the shuk shel tabachim. So why did the b'risa say that Sveiko Tome? I'm sorry, that if it's al-Bisara, Sveiko Tome. Lekach dafta al-Bisara Tome. Because then we assume it came Migufa. And it's a riot against the shuk shel tabachim. Masha enken al-Chaluka. Ukri isa hasam lehenja b'shas daf nun zayin omit beis. Valzeh shapi b'shani dilma di asuye di ovid kiritsua. But let me just summarize the Torah Shlomo. He says the following: we have to accept the Bach, and we have to accept the Stoma of the Mechaber, and we definitely have a requirement of a minimum Shir with regard to Kesem in general, even with regard to Besara. And he doesn't understand what the Shach is talking about. The Brisa is talking about a case where there is a Shir of Kegris V'od. And if that be the case, so what's the difference between Al-Chaluka Al-Basara? The answer is that she went through a Shuk Shel Tabachim. And that's what the Gemara says on Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis. So if somebody doesn't mind, maybe John, if you don't mind doing this for me, or you can actually, you have the other Gemara. Alright, so you want to use your Gemara or my Gemara? Which one? So if you could just do me a favor, open up to Nun Zayin Amid Beis, and see if you could find the words Omar Rav. Just to save me time so I can finish up with this Torah Shlomim. So again, the Torah Shlomim says that the case is Avra B'Shuk Shel Tabachim. I'm sorry, did I say Omar Rav? Right. I meant to say Omar Mar, it Omar. Should say. Do you have it?
Not yet.
You want to do me a favor, John? Use this Gemara. I'll tell you why, because I'm going to have to find it, and you won't be able to tell me where to find it. Here, the only thing is, it's, it might fall, and then I have the T over there, so. Alright, Zainu Beis, Omar Mar. Okay. Therefore, what's the difference now between Al Bigda and Al Basara? The case of Al Basara means that where does she find the Dam? Al Basara not. See, you have to add a little dray here. That's from Yaakov Reish's Chokho. Not Al Bigda. The case of Al Bigda, she finds it Al Bigda and not Al Basara. Says the Torah Shlomim, I understand very well what the Gemara's logic is and the distinction between Al Gufa and Al Basar. In the case of Al Chaluka, I understand that if she went through Shuk Shal Tabachim and there's dam flying all over the place, where's the dam going to land? On Al Chaluk. It might not go through Al Chaluk into Al Basar if her body is covered by this cloak. But on the other hand, if she finds the dam Al Gufa and not Al Chaluka, how could it be that it's from the dam of the Shuk? How can the dam of the Shuk have penetrated through her chalok into a basar and there's no semblance, no shirayim of dam al chaluka? The fact that there's no dam al chaluka means it must be dam migufa and it's not dam min ha-shuk. And that, that takes the rug out from underneath the feet of the shach. It's unbelievable. He says, Adarabba. Al Rambam kosher. The Gemara is a raya against the Rambam, not the way the Shach has it as a raya for the Rambam. Why did the Gemara on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis? Why didn't the Gemara explain the Braisa as a case of dam that's pochus mikashir? And that would justify the difference between the Safek al Basara and the Safek al Gufa. If it's a Safek, I'm sorry, between Safek al Basara or Safek al Chaluka. If it was a case of al Chaluka, there was no Kigris, and that's why Safek Tar. If it was Al Basar, according to the Rambam, Safek Tar, even though it's Pachas Mikigris, why did the Gemara come up with that distinction? Why did the Gemara have to come up with this whole case of Avra Bishuk Shel Tabachim? Apparently, you can't be Machalik between Gufa and Chaluka as far as the Shear of Kigris, because in both cases we have a minimum requirement of a Shear Kigris. Ella, the only distinction is because circumstantial evidence indicates that this is Dam Migufa if she finds Al Basar and not Al Chaluka. And Pukfaket, if she went through the Shuk Shel Tabachim and she finds Dam Al Chaluka, that's proof that the Dam came from the Shuk Shel Tabachim. Did you find it, John? Any luck, Omar Mar?
Al Basar, Safek Tomei, Safek
Tomei. Al Basar,
Safek Tomei.
Is Safek Tomei, Safek Tomei. Al Chaluka
Safek Torah
Safek Sfeiko Tor.
Yeah, Sfeiko Tor.
That does. What's the next line? Where's say Shuk Shel Tabachim? That you don't see?
I know.
Alright, do me a favor, John, if you can.
It's down here.
Oh, you found it. Good.
Don't Shaava B'Shuk Shel Tabachim.
Oh, Kigon Shaava B'Shuk Shel Tabachim. What do we need that for, according to the Rambam? Why not just say that Al Chaluka we're going to be Mekil because she had Pachas Mikashir, there was less than a gris. Al Basar will be Machme Tomei, Sveika Tomei, because there's no Tliya Makolis, even Pachas Mikagris is Tomei. Now it's interesting, the Gemara could have come up with a different distinction, whether it's Tarfin or Lo Mitztarfin. Okay, the Gemara came up with a new Chiddush, a new insight of Overes Mishuk Shel Tabachim. Now Tosfos rejects the Rambam. Perhaps the Rosh might hold like the Rambam. I'm sorry. Perhaps the Rosh might hold like Tosfos. We weren't sure about it. The Bach seems to identify the Rosh as belonging to the school of Tosfos, and that's Mistoma had the Torah understood his father. And therefore, we have here Machlokas that puts the Rambam dead against the Ravid, Tosfos, the Rosh, and the Rashba. How should we pass it? Says the Torah Shlomim, B'Ksomim, Shomim L'Hakil. We have a principle that with regard to Shomim, with regard to Ksomim, we're always going to be Mekil. So it's very interesting that both the Shach and the Torah Shlomim agree that the Rosh belongs to the camp of Tosfos, not like the Direi Chamudos that we discussed the other day. Okay. Now I wanted to do with you the Chidushei Aram. Now again, if you want to make a note of it, just in case, in this edition, which is called HaMefu'ar, and it's published by Machon HaRishonim, okay?
They're still around.
They're still around? I don't know if the Rishonim are around, but the Machon is still around. And I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken, that this particular edition has something to do with the Masifta. I'm not sure. Okay, but anyway. So it's on page Samach Beis. And he writes the following: Al Bisara Migufa Us Deime Alma Al Chaluka Iboilish Takuchen. He says that same svara that we saw so beautifully formulated by the Torah Shlomit, that if this came from the outside, she should have found it al chaluka. How did it get to El Besor? It must have come in Gufa. Says the Ran, be the Avinon Taima, since the Gemara had to give this explanation as to why she's Tmeya in the case of Dam of Kesem al Besor. Mashma, the Afil al Besora ain't a Tmeya bi. Ainat Meya Bikigris. Okay, it's a little confusing here. It means Bipachos Mikigris, meaning Bikigris but below Vyod, if you follow me. From a gris and down. So the Ran now belongs to the camp of the Ravid and Tosus and the Rashba. The Ilo Temachi, Hechi Amrina the Bikufa Asa, Dimi Alma Asal Chaluka, Iboilesh Takuka, Vaefshar. The Nirtzefa Makoles Bibisara. Now I don't know exactly what the word Nirtzefa means, but I think he means that the Makolet somehow attached itself to the goof, and therefore, even though she only found them on the Basar, and you're asking, how could it have come from Makolas? It should have been found on the Chalukah. She was wearing a Chaluk. She wasn't sleeping naked. But the answer is, maybe it somehow this Makolas, you know, these bugs want to attack the goof, and it attached itself to the goof, and that's where it sucked blood. But it's not a pellet that you don't find it al Chalukah. Elavadai mashma dafil bibisara. Kol hecha deleka b'kigris v'od talinan v'makoles utahora. Avla Rambam zalkos av d'b'b'sara t'meya b'chol shehu. So the Ran clearly sees this sugya, like the Torah Shlom, as a raya to the Shitas Rov Rishonim, requiring a minimum shear of kigris, even al b'sara, against the Rambam. Okay. Now, I want to read to you a ha'ara here from my son-in-law. I mentioned to you that Rav David and I are learning these sugyas together, but he has a lot more time on his hands than I do to dedicate to Hilchus Nida. In fact, this is his third year round, just in Nida. And here's what he writes. Yesh litzayin, we should point out, shekol ze kosher lepirush hamagid mishnah vehashach. Shesovrim, according to the Magid Mishnah, the Shach, sharambam bo mi braisa zu. What led the Rambam to his conclusion, which he codifies here in Perek Tes, that in the case of a kesem al besora, even a kol shu is enough to be metamia? It was the fact that the Brisa says that in case of sofek tomei, sofek tar, in al besora it's tomei. Everything that we said now is against both the interpretation of the Magid Mishnah and later of the Shach, because that Brisa doesn't prove a thing. That price is only proving that why didn't we find the Dam al Chaluka and instead we found the Dam al Besara? That fact itself indicates it's Machriya Sakaf that the Dam is coming Migufa. That's why we're being Machmir, because she didn't find it al Chaluka, and oddly enough, she finds it al Besara. Has nothing to do with the Shear. The Shear itself might be the Shear of Kigris. In other words, the way they're all interpreting that Brisa according to the Rambam, with the exception of the Magid Mishnah and the Shach, is the Makoles somehow snuck in to her Basar. No, if it's a Makoles, then you could be Mekil and be told in a Makoles as long as it's Pachas Mikagris. If it's more than the Gris, we don't have that Kula, that Tulia. Oh. So he says the following. he says that perhaps there's another way of interpreting the Braisa and what forced the Rambam to his conclusion. So again, Rabbi Osei, just to get the framework here, the Rambam is a Das Yochid. I mean, a very strange halacha of the Rambam that this shear of kegris and the requirement is only in Dam al Chaluka, not in Dam al Pesor. The question we want to ask is, where did the Rambam get it from? And we had one explanation that he got from this Braisa of Sofek Tamei, but it doesn't make any sense if we assume that there's a possibility that the Dam might have landed from Makolas right on Haguf. And even though that's a little bit far-fetched, we're going to say that Sofek Tamei in this case, because we're going to assume that in all likelihood the Dam came Migufa. But that has nothing to do with the Shear of Kegris. It has to do something with the fact that there was an absence of a stain of any sort of resemblance of a kesem on Har Chalok, and yet she found the kesem al Basara in the right location. Oh. Masha Omru b'Gemara daf Yudalid Amin Aleph. Maybe the source for the Rambam is not in our sugya at all, but it's on daf Yudalid Amin Aleph. And what is that? Sha'oso makom baduk etzel makolis. What does that mean? Again, where did she find the dam? She found the dam al basara keneged beis haturfa. He says, "Oso makom baduk etzel makolis hakavana she bechol aguf ein kinim nidbakim beguf." He says, as a general rule, we're not going to assume that the makolas was nidbak in the guf. Ella, b'mitos u'bisdinim u'bibgadim. Then we have a real strong reasoning to assume that the makolas got stuck on the beged. Oh, l'fizeh lo kosha midi. The Az HaBraisa Lo Mayri B'Sofek Makoles, the Ainzes Sofek. As soon as you raise the question of where did this Makoles come from, based on the Sugya Daf Yudalid, that Amokom Badugates of Makoles, we don't expect to find Daman on Haguf, but rather Daman Al Chaluk, is that there's no Sofek at all if the Dam was coming from the Makoles. In other words, we have a Vadei Dam Migufa. And that's called Gufa Bodegates of Makolas on Daf Yudal. Oh. Now we go back to the Bryce. The Bryce is talking about a case of Safek Tomei Safek Tar. That can't be talking about a case of Makolas. Why? Because the Rambam holds in the case of Makolas, where did the Dam come from? The Gufa, because how Guf Bodegates of Makolas. So you remember that we discussed the Me'il Tztaka about a week ago. Does this ring a bell? And what the Me'il Tztaka was saying was that all these kulos that we have of Tliya B'Makoles, etc., etc., don't seem to tread water. You know, you found a black kesem, and that's not a Dam Makoles. You found it Bizman Hazeh, you know, when there are no Makoleses around, and so forth and so on, and yet we're being Me'il. The answer is that the Me'il Tztaka says that the Rabbanan never made a gzera in those cases, so it wasn't included in the original gzera. And we raise the question, what's the Me'il Tztaka going to do with the Rambam? Because the Rambam holds that in all these cases, it is included in the gzera. So the answer was that it all depends. The Rambam would say the following: if we know for a fact bevadai that it came migufa, then it's not included in the gzera. But if we don't know whether it came migufa, then it becomes a sofek. And therefore, the Me'il Tztaka could assume that if it's a sofek, it now depends upon the gzera, and the gzera was limited in its original scope. And until we have another bezdin that's going to be b'chof meminyan, we're not going to undermine the original gzera. So here, in the case of Sofek Makolas, when she finds Dam al Gufa, Ein Zeh Sofek Elavada Yadam Bami Gufa, Kemet Shabu Haguf Baduk Eitzel Makolas. So therefore, Lefi Zeh Ein Raya Sharamam Cholik Al Mi'il Tztok, as we said before, the came in the Nefesh Avada Migufa. That's why the Rambam is metame. But b'makom safek is einachinami. The Rambam could say the same thing that the Mil Tztaka said. Lo gozru bei rabbanan klal. It was never gzera. Im kain yesh machlokas. We have a machlokas now. How to interpret the Rambam? When the Rambam says that she's tamei in the case of damal gufa b'pachas mikashir, what kind of halach is that? The Magid Mishnah understood that it's halacha b'toras safek, and it fits under the brisa of safek tomei, safek toras sveiko tomei in the case of al-vesara. But what we're saying is no. In the case of makolas, there's no safek at all, because since it's dam that vade came migufa, because aguf baruk eitzel makolas, it's not a safek at all. So there's no way of interpreting the Brice as referring to Makolas. In other words, the whole objection of the Torah Shlomim, which we found in the Ran, that why don't we mention that the Brice is talking about Sveiko Tomei because it was less than a kagris according to the Rambam? That question is not a question at all. The Brice cannot be talking about a Makolas issue of Kigris or less than a Kigris, because the Rambam holds that there is no suffix in the case of Tliya of Makolas Bibsara. So how can the Braisa be saying that it's a suffix Tomei and suffix Tar? And therefore we're going to reinterpret the Braisa, that the Braisa is not talking about Makolas and the Shear of Kigris, but rather the Braisa is talking about a different issue. She has a Shear Kigris No, forget about that, I'm sorry. But the Brice is talking about a case where maybe we can use a different type of Tliya, not a Tliya of Makolas, but a Tliya in Shuk. Ah, says the Gemara, here we're going to say Angufa is Safek Tameh, because if it really came from the Shuk, why didn't she find it on HaChaluk, and instead she found it Al-Basara? And he continues, and he says that if the Ikar Abraisa of Safik al Basar of Safik Tomei Safik Torah al Basar Tomei is a case of Rabbi Yirmiyah Safik, correct? Because again, Rabbi Yirmiyah wanted to know what's the din in a Kesem al Basar and all those questions. That was on Daf Nun Chesem and Aleph. Oh, Dilma Ikar Abraisa Mayri Bi Ovra Bishuk Shel Tabochim Kimavur Bisugi Bidafnun Zainam Beis. And therefore it has nothing to do with the Suffolk of Rabbi Yirmiyah. So we don't know when the Braisa says Suffolk Tomei Suffolk Tar, is it talking about Overis Bishuk Shel Tabochim, and that raises the possibility of Tliya Bishuk Shel Tabochim? Or is it talking about a case of Rabbi Yirmiyah's Suffolk? That's what we don't know. Okay then, Rabbi Moshe. So, Beli Neder will continue.